The beach northeast of Unalaska is littered with dead seabirds called shearwaters. The birds are about a foot long, with dark gray feathers, and at high tide their bodies bob in the surf and lie tangled in kelp along the shore. In some places, they're as dense as one or two per square foot. Some of them have been torn open by ravens scavenging for food along the beach. Reed Brewer of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Marine Advisory Program was out tagging the birds Wednesday afternoon with Caleb Livingston along Front Beach in Unalaska.
5.7.
Head is gone, so I can't give you a beak or eye color. Three-toed, soft and pliable.
By the end of the day, Brewer and Livingston had tagged 48 birds. But when more birds started appearing, Brewer stopped tagging and started just counting. 24 hours later, the count is up to 1,600 birds, a figure Brewer says is a conservative estimate.
The number 1,600 in that stretch of beach is very, very conservative. A lot of the birds are wrapped up in kelp racks that are washed up on the beach as well. And then because we're in a storm surge right now and the weather's not really cooperating and the tides aren't that great, I'm sure there's two or three times the number that we counted.
What exactly happened to the birds is a mystery. There's no sign of entanglements or oil on their bodies. A similar incident occurred in 1997 when a bloom of tiny ocean organisms called Coccolithofluorid wiped out the shearwater's food source. But Brewer says that this time, that explanation seems unlikely.
It's been theorized that this may be something similar to that, but due to the fact that this happened almost overnight and all these birds are on shore, it seems to tend to point away from that.
Shearwaters migrate a staggering distance every year, from Australia to Alaska and back again. The Aleutians attract millions of shearwaters in the summer, and Vernon Bird, a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Homer, says that large die-offs aren't uncommon in the area.
That area is a major feeding area for them all summer, and they're molting, changing out flight feathers. So it's a time of the year when there's a lot of energy demands on them, and there's always some mortality. So it's not unusual to see some dead ones in the fall. But it could be an unusual event. You can't tell that at the beginning.
The Fish and Wildlife Service hopes to analyze specimens from the die-off at the agency's laboratory in Madison, Wisconsin. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.